ABC Radio Australia.
There's a first-of-its-kind tool that'll track deep-sea mining activities that has been launched by an American university. The Deep Sea Mining Watch portal is free and available for anyone to access, allowing users to follow the activity of mining vessel movements and companies interested in mining the seabed. Dr. Douglas McCauley is the director of the laboratory at the University of California, the institution behind the portal. An expert in ocean ecosystems, he told Lucy Cooper the motivation for creating the tool was greater transparency in the novel industry.
If there were a mine to pop up in your backyard on land, you can bet that you would have all kinds of access to data, to maps, to public discussions about whether or not you want that mine in your backyard, and if it's coming to town, you would have that data and that transparency of information about a new mine that's opening. So you can weigh in and decide and contribute to whether or not that's something you want to happen. But in the oceans, things are different. We do have the same backyard. It just happens to be a lot bluer, a lot bigger, a lot further afield. But there are groups that are planning these mines in our oceans. So the idea with Deep Sea Mining Watch is to give everyone the same kind of transparent access to where exactly are these mines being considered, what countries are driving this activity, what companies are pushing forward and doing some of this exploration that they hope will lead to mining. So everyone has equal access to that data.
So if I was to, I suppose, log on to the Deep Sea Mining Watch portal, and what exactly is it telling me, and what does it look like?
Seabed mining is being planned in almost every one of our oceans. But what you can do when you jump onto the website and onto the map is you can start to click through to see where there are specific mining vessels operating in specific parts of the ocean. You can see exactly, you'll see the outlines, polygons on a map of which mining claim areas have already been issued for exploration, in which parts of the ocean, which countries are leading this charge, some folks call it a new gold rush in the oceans. So all of that information is now at your fingertips, just a few clicks away in this new map.
Why has it been developed? What's the motivation there?
The idea is to give everybody that transparent insight of what folks are planning out there in our global ocean, and to have the power to weigh in to say, is this something that we actually want to see start, and get engaged in the conversation with some actual information that allows them to have more power when they're sitting around there at the table.
And I suppose on that topic of transparency, is this coming from a pro-environment, anti-mining stance, the creation of this portal?
No, not at all. I mean, we're scientists that think that data is for everybody. So when you jump on the portal, what you really get is just an equitable view of what's happening out there. And it's for you to ingest that insight, whether you're somebody from, Pacific Island community, or whether you're somebody from maritime shipping or industrial fishing. We expect that people are going to use that data for all kinds of different to protect their values and interests in these ocean spaces. And that's important to us. What our primary goal is not to be advocates for what the future of the ocean should be or the future of what seabed mining should be, but just to make sure that everyone has the same view as the mining industry about what's being planned in this space and can engage in the conversations for what they want their ocean to be like. So that's what you get, is just the facts, if you will, as to where, when, why, and whom are getting involved in seabed mining if you jump onto the map.
What are the hopes for this portal? Is there potential for expansion or, more detailed information to be added into it?
Definitely. So the information you get right now, we hope and think, is helpful, so you can drill down and see exactly where a particular seabed mining exploration vessel is operating. You can see, where it's taking its product, where it's planning to take whatever it's mined in these prospecting trials, and where it's carrying it for refining. You can see and get connected by clicking in on a vessel some history of information about with the vessel and who and what countries and what investors are connected to that vessel. Again, more and more information the further you go in the tool. But there's a great deal of opportunity for growth. You can imagine, for example, a future. If seabed mining were to happen, then there's the opportunity, for example, to add in satellite data to monitor whether there are spills of pollution from these mining operations at sea. So there's a great deal of room to grow, depending on where things go, what the world thinks of what the future of this new industrial activity in the ocean ought to become.
And that's Dr. Douglas McCauley, a professor at the University of California, speaking with Lucy Cooper.